And I looked out in the back door, and in walks this guy. And I say to myself, I've seen him before. I've been down there at that restaurant. And so let's welcome Craig Forster to our church today.
My bladder's behind my eyes. As my wife's best girlfriend used to say all the time, I wrote down 4 or 5 different ways about how I was going to do this, and I've been praying since I came through the door that I'd have strength to get through this without crying. I am so blessed and so guilty of not keeping a promise that I made to God probably in 1972. I haven't been in church for 50 years. And Dell said, where were you 25 years ago? 25 years ago, I was on the top of the world. I was a police lieutenant, Fairbanks Police Department. The pipeline was winding down. I had my own business as well. And I'd been married to Vicki about 3 years. And I was making sort of some plans to retire. But I had a heart attack. I was in uniform one evening, didn't feel good, went home, met Vicki at the horse show, and that night I had a heart attack and she had to run me to the hospital, and my career was over. Actually, for the second time, in 1972, I had been on the police force for about a year, and due to some unusual circumstances, I was forced to resign because I had punched a referee as a young boy in high school and had been charged with an assault charge. And because of the laws, you weren't allowed to carry a weapon. But I had been hired and been through a cadet program and had been working as a police officer for about a year before this came to realization. I was asked at the time about it because I was involved in an incident where I had punched a guy who had kicked me, and there was a, as we see now with law enforcement, everybody's, we didn't have videos back then and whatnot, but there was accusations about me brutalizing this individual. So they drug out my, and I was sitting in the office and I said, you know, I've been very careful since I spent 10 nights in jail, which is our locker room right now, for having punched this guy. And they said, oh my God, you can't be carrying a gun. Get his application out, take a look at it. And there it was, I had written it all down on my application and whatnot. So I hadn't lied to him about it, it was all right there. And a few months later, after resigning, the mayor had given me a pardon and I was rehired. When I went home after that day that I had to resign, my first wife was out of town. And I sat down at the kitchen table and I prayed and I gave myself to the Lord because I had really found what I wanted to do. And if there was any way I could get it back, I would give my life to him the rest of my life. And I got my job back, and he gave me what I asked for. And then I got too busy to repay him. I mean, I suppose I probably did in certain ways, but I didn't realize that I had been given so much success that I didn't have the time to go to church or to do some of the things that I thought that we all think we should do. And so I carried guilt for years and years. Then when I had the heart attack and left Alaska, I left because I wasn't seeing any reason to stay there because it was cold and Vicki had bought horses and I wanted to get out of there, so I came here. And that's probably another, some divine intervention, because here I met Pete Van Lerp, who helped me through a lot of things. I was going through a lot of success. We started business together but overall, the world situation became such as it is, as we all know it now, and it has always bothered me that it seems like people are attacking the Christians so, and that taking away, and all we're doing is trying to defend ourselves for what we believe in. But they keep chipping away at Christianity. And I've listened to the Glenn Beck show and did some of the, I've listened to him and done some things. I went to Washington, D.C., where we went to the what I would call the Million Man March, where everybody went there at 8:28. And if you've never experienced anything like that, it's the most wonderful thing to experience, where everybody there is of like mind, and they're Christians, and they're good people, and they want this world to succeed. And I was moved by that. And over the years, our family has been also affected by all the political stuff that's going on, the economy. It's all the rot that's coming out of our Congress and state governments and our national government, and it affects our families. It's affected our family. And I'd be the first to tell you that I'm pretty black and white about things, but I've had to learn that there's a little gray areas that I have to adjust to as well. And with some, in all of this, I thought that I was man enough to handle all these things by myself. And I come to realize I can't. So in confiding with Pete, and we said, well, maybe you ought to try church, because some of this other stuff isn't working that you're doing. So I said, you know, I think I'll give that a try. So Pete had met, knew Dick, and Dick had come into the restaurant, and Pete went over and saw Dick, and then he came to me, and he said, you know, my friend is going to the New Hope Church, and there's a pastor there that I really like, and he's real, and somebody who you can trust, and speaks the word the way we want to hear it. So through Dick and Pete and Dell, this last year I have found a new beginning, if you will, and I'm enjoying it so much. All of you individually here have made me feel so welcome, and Dell particularly is a person that I've come to admire in just a short period of time, and this whole congregation means very much to me, and I feel very welcome, and I appreciate that from you all very much. And I'll be here for quite a while. Thank you.